Thank you, boys, thank you. Howdy, friends. Esther, here it is again at your old Woods Rider, Jelly Elliott, and the three knotheads. We're going to be with you here for a spell, so just pull up a pine knot and sit down there and try to make yourself comfortable and take a chew tobacco and enjoy things for a spell here. Yeah, this is a new series of... It's a new series, that's what it is, and we want all of you to listen. We might say or do something here that you'd like, and you wouldn't want to miss it. Just relax there, and while the boy and myself whip up a few of these old corny hillbilly tunes, and we got a few things here we want to discuss with you about the woods in general and the forest and stuff like that, you know, woods. We all woods country boys live out in the woods, and therefore we can talk about woods. And don't forget, friends, this program is brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service. Here's the first tune, features Robert, the boy with the fiddle, that is, some people plays a violin, Robert plays a fiddle. He plays an old hoedown called Old Joe Clark. Thank you, Robert, thank you. You know Robert really plays that new fiddle, don't he? He's getting better all the time. I believe he'll eventually learn. Robert's got a new fiddle. He's been selling garden seeds around through the country and got him a brand new fiddle. Oh, yeah, I guess I better tell you all about these knotheads, tell you who they are. Well, I'll start out with Robert and his new, flower seed fiddle. Robert Shivers. Give me a note on that new fiddle, Robert. Is that what that was, a note? I'm telling you, that is awful, ain't it? That's pitiful. Well, then we'll take the steel man over here. I'm telling you, friends, that boy has got... That thing is standing up on three legs, and he's got two or three steel bars there and a handful of picks, and it's a three-barrel rig. That's what it is. It's got three necks. I don't know how in the world that boy managed to buy all the strings that goes on that thing, but he's up here. It's Charlie Tyler. Charlie? All aboard for All Point South. Now, here he is. Oh, boy, old Shorty. Shorty. Slim. It's Slim Watts, 1001 Watts. Slim? That sounds pretty good, huh? Yeah, I kind of like that. Tell you what we'll do, Slim. How about let you sing a song? We'll get Slim to sing a song. You know, friends, before Slim sings a song, though, I just wanted to tell you that, as I've already told you before, this is a new series of programs featuring this stories about the woods and outdoors and things like that. You know, I'd look terrible down there in the bank trying to talk to a banker because I don't know nothing about banking. But I do live out in the woods, and I can talk to you about the woods and the forest and all that. I know a pine tree from an elm and a sassafras and all that, you know, and have to drink that sassafras tea every spring. Yeah, I know the woods, and I'm going to tell you. You know, I live out in the woods. That's the truth. But I've been around. I've been a few places. Yeah, I've been Forest Wham. And I've been to Gorham. Gorham, that reminds me. Yeah, Gorham. Yeah, I knew a man from Gorham. He bought a pair of pants and he wore them. He stooped and laughed and felt a draft, and he knew right where he'd tore them. I've been around, though, friends. I won't tell you what I saw the other day. Before I tell it, though, here's Slim, that long, Ichabod Crane disconnected-looking fellow with one of Red Foley's tune called Cincinnati Dancing Pig.
Since Cincinnati's dancing pig.
Yeah.
He's the barnyard Mr. Big. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jig, jiggity jig, jigga jig jig.
Sure.
Children yell and clap and sing when he does his buck and wing. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jig, jiggity jig, jigga jig jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball. But until you've seen this remarkable pig, you ain't seen nothing at all. From Deluxe to Birmingham,
say,
he's the pork chop dapper Dan. But he's the keenest hog what am. Cincinnati dancing pig with his riggity jig, jigga jig jig. Cincinnati's dancing pig, he's the barnyard Mr. Big. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jig, jiggity jig, jigga jig jig. Children yell and clap and sing when he does his buck and wing. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jig, jiggity jig, jigga jig jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball. But until you've seen that remarkable pig, you ain't a seen a nothing at all. From Deluxe to Birmingham,
say,
he's the pork chop dapper Dan. But he's the keenest hog what am. Cincinnati dancing pig with his riggity jig, jigga jig jig.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Slim. Thank you. There it is, friends. Cincinnati's dancing pig. Friends, you know, timber is just like steel and coal and oil and gas and all that sort of stuff. Now, it's a material, and it's a material that our nation needs a lot of. In fact, we couldn't have too much, but we don't have enough. We need it for war and for peace. We need it all times. Everybody needs it. Just can't do without it. We need the woods and the forest to have more of this lumber. Got to have more. And other wood products. I could stand up here and talk for 2 days and couldn't mention all of them. It's a mighty important thing, friends. I'll tell you, you just got to realize it and think more about it. Because in war alone, this last World War, it took 1,500 board feet of lumber just to house every fighting man that went overseas. Friends, can you imagine that? 1,500 board feet. Well, that's right. That's government figures on that. And that's how much it takes. You wouldn't want him to have to sleep out in the rain, stay out of doors and all, would you? Well, there's one way you can help, and that's to help protect the forest and woods. Keep the timber growing. Now, for every man that went overseas in World War II, it took 300 board feet of lumber to box up his supplies, his shooting irons and things, and his skillet and tin cup and all that stuff. That's right, 300 board feet. You know what a board foot is, don't you? Well, that's a foot of board. I mean, no, wait, it's a chunk. It's a piece of lumber. Well, I'll tell you what it is. I know, don't I? Sure I know, yeah, yeah. Don't you know, Slim?
Everybody
you know?
Knows, yeah.
Huh?
Everybody knows.
You do? Everybody knows? You sure you know? I know. I know. Let's see, a board foot is it's a board, 12 inches wide, 12 inches long, and 1 inch thick. That's what it is. Yeah, thought I didn't know, I declare. Well, that's what it is, friends, but it taken 300 board feet of lumber for every box that crated up these soldier supplies. It took 50 board feet a month. Now, think of that, 50 board feet a month, after they got him overseas to keep him supplied, to send his groceries to him. And no, it took that much. Now, did you ever stop to think of that? I didn't. I'll be honest with mine. I'll be plain and frank. I never thought of that. But that's what it takes. Now, we need lots more of pup wood. There's a lot of sections of the country where we have pup wood trees. I mean, pup mill, wood, paper mills, you know. And we need a lot more of that. That goes in, that plays an important part in the powder that goes into the rifle ammunition and stuff like that. Oh, friends, that's right. It takes plenty of wood for war. All right, but we need our forest for other things, too. To protect the soil, to keep down erosion and floods for the wild animals, birds and fish and all that sort of stuff, fishing and hunting and picnicking and the fish for food and all that sort of stuff. And then I'll just tell you, we just need our forest. Our country needs our woods and forest. The nation's strength and well-being depends a lot on it. Now, we just got to take care of them and protect them and keep them green and growing. And everybody can help. Now, here's Charlie to do the next tune on his steel giddy. Here, he's going to do a little tune called Panhandle Rag. Friends, we hope that you've all enjoyed that. Panhandle Rag. Now, here is just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you. When they cut off Samson's hair, that's Samson the Great, that the fellow that they mention in the Bible, he got as weak as a baby. Well, a country's just like that. Now, if we want to keep our nation strong, we've just got to keep our woods and forests green and growing. Well, friends, we've run out of time here. We're going to have to move along down the trail. We've really enjoyed sitting here under the old pine tree and playing for you, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. And, friends, don't forget to tune us in. The announcer will let you know when we'll be on the air again. And this program comes to you with the best wishes of your State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. And remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires.